The law establishing teacher evaluation set July 1 as the date for schools around the state to submit their plans to the state education department. The evaluations are required in order to qualify for federal grant money that New York State won under the Race to the Top program. But only around 65 of the state's more than 700 school districts will be ready, says the New York State School Boards Association's Tim Creamer.
Not going to make that deadline for most districts.
The major reason for the delay is that schools were waiting for Governor Cuomo and the legislature to finalize a plan to limit disclosure of teacher evaluations to the public. On June 21st, the last day of the legislative session, Cuomo and lawmakers agreed on legislation to keep the results private, except to parents who actually have a child in the teacher's class. Teachers and administrators were hesitant to work on deals on evaluation plans until then. The School Boards Association backed Cuomo's bill, Creamer says largely because there are too many unknowns in the unfinished evaluation process to expose the very first results to wide public scrutiny.
We're not quite ready for prime time. You have this new system of evaluating teachers based on new testing standards, based on a common core curriculum. All of this is work in progress. And to establish that the evaluation is infallible, unassailable, I think is a little premature. So I think a level of confidentiality for teachers and principals was in order.
The head of the state's largest teachers union, NYSUT President Dick Iannuzzi, says his understanding is that the July 1 date is the starting point to submit the teacher evaluation plans.
I don't think that the July 1 date was ever a line in the sand date.
According to guidelines sent out by the state education department to school districts, July 1 is the legal date to submit the plans, and the department legally has until September 1 to accept or reject the proposals. The guidelines say teacher evaluations sent after July 1st will still be accepted, but there's no guarantee that schools will get their answer from the department by September 1st if they are late. Iannuzzi says the real deadline that schools have to worry about is January 17, 2013. That's the date of Governor Cuomo's next state budget submission. Cuomo has warned that schools that don't have their teacher evaluation plans in place by then won't get additional state aid monies.
But the governor's decision to tie it to state aid is the deadline that has consequences, that has hard consequences. I mean, everybody is working at it, and you know, every day somebody gets one done, people in neighboring districts take a look and say, oh, that makes sense. Why don't I try doing it that way? I think they're going to you're going to see a lot more fall into place very shortly.
The school board's Creamer says the teacher evaluation disclosure plan could still be problematic. There's nothing in the law to prevent parents from posting their teachers' evaluation results on the internet, then pooling the information to teacher shop for their children in the next school year.
It's probably not a good thing. It's probably going to be done in this rather haphazard way, and there could be some of these websites that are not accurate in the information that they portray, and there's going to be a lot of the across-the-back-fence sort of sharing. You have a kid in the fourth grade. My kid's going into the fourth grade next year. Can you share with me or get for me that evaluation so I can check it out?
But then he says parents have always exchanged information about their children's teachers anyway. It just used to be done in a more informal manner. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.